This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1985, Raspberry Beret by Prince and the Revolution. 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Interesting. Obviously, Jake, not my cup of tea, or even close to my cup of tea.
How do you dislike that song?
Well, it's not my cup of tea. I mean, it's like there's certain foods I avoid doesn't mean they're bad food. Now that's what I'm getting at here. Okay, just because there's certain foods I avoid doesn't make them bad. I acknowledge the enormous talent of Prince in that song. His enormous talent is on full display. Also affecting this score is the fact you surprised me. You never play Prince.
But maybe twice ever, three times in the history of the show. It's 8 years ongoing, so yeah, that's hardly ever.
And you don't really play that genre very much. I don't even know what that genre... I don't even know how to... What's that
80s
genre? 80s pop. Yeah, you don't go there very often. So you surprised me with that. I would never listen to that song. I'd turn the station.
It's a happy song, though.
I would turn it to static.
That's too far. That's too far. Come on, that's too far. You would turn it to... over that?
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the song at all.
Sounds like you're not.
But I recognize the talent and the quality, and I thank you for the surprise. So it's not going to be a tremendously low score. I'll go 5.1167.
I received a text before I get to Ben's score from Bill. He was listening to the song.
Yes.
You want to guess what Bill gave it?
High.
Go ahead and guess.
8.7.
How about a 9.9 from Bill Bush on the road?
Well, thanks to Bill for texting in.
9.9.
Yeah, well,
for Raspberry Beret.
I wish Bill were here to butt heads.
He might have made your score go higher.
No, maybe not.
He could have talked you into a higher score.
Okay, now thank you, Bill.
We got to talk to Young Ben. Ben's our producer.
Yeah, hey, we haven't even acknowledged him.
Well, thank you for being here, Young Ben. We appreciate you every day. The score for Young Ben has got to be a 5.6.
Higher.
6.7 is the score from Young Ben.
Just shake your head, Ben. Have you heard that song?
Okay. Yeah, he's heard the song.
You'd think so.
He doesn't know the road to Columbus besides going east to North Bend. Doesn't know the 7 mile corner,
He needs to address that with Bill because he has a pretty good answer on that, on why. Because, I mean, he lived in a part of town where he would go through Schuyler and North Bend to get to Lincoln, which me and Bill, we don't deal with that. I've never gone that way. I guess I shouldn't say that. I came back one time through Schuyler only because I missed the turn where I was supposed to go. I just discombobulated and ended up in Schuyler. But anyway, let's scores. Scores.
Texture says Bill is right for that score and Sipple is on drugs for that score.
On drugs.
On drugs. On drugs for that score description.
Addled.
Retro in Southlake, Texas, 9.25. We got... Anonymous Cubs fan, 5.4. The Hammer, 3.2. People are mad. They're calling your names in the text line for your score.
Give me a name.
I can't say this one. I already said it last week, and if that gives you a hint about somebody, and you guys gave me crap for it.
Oh, I can't remember this.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, that.
Yeah.
Sean and DeWitt.
It starts with a D.
Yes, Sean and DeWitt called you with that for your score rating on that. Wow. 8.5.
Wow.
And 7.5 from Matt. R.I.P. to Prince. Yes, R.I.P. to him. He's been gone for several years
now. Yeah, and God bless Prince. I mean, he was an enormous talent.
Even Corey and Lincoln gave it a 7.
Did he?
Typically low scoring.
Surprises.
Burn, Columbus! 7.5.
I really miss Bill right now.
Yeah. He would have yelled that one better. 7.5.
You did fine.
It's not the same. All right. That's the mailbag. Let's get to... that's the song of the day. Let's get to the mailbag quickly right now. We're behind time as usual. Here we go. The mailbag is sponsored by our friends at Landmark Implement. Used combines, tractors, and sprayers. Everything you would want if you're in the farming business. LandmarkImp.com. Go find your nearest Landmark dealer and experience the Landmark difference today. All right, from the mailbag. Open up the emails here. All right, we got Joel says this. Sip, did you know that The Offspring is going to be in Omaha this summer? If so, are you going to try to go to the concert?
There you go. Now, that one... Does that
fire you up there?
Yeah, you might get me there. They have a new album, I heard. They do.
Have you heard anything since 2002 by The Offspring?
No, I haven't. Okay. But I know this because I heard it on a radio show that they're in the midst. I think they just finished up new material. Okay, so I'm interested in that. I wonder where this is. It can't be at a big venue.
No, I would think probably maybe not the Astro, maybe an outdoor amphitheater, like Sumter, maybe a Papillion possibly. Mm-hmm. We'll check out where it is, confirm where this is at.
Okay, I'm interested in that.
A lot of smart people don't feel so smart when it comes to their money. So Morgan Stanley made a podcast to help. Listen to What Should I Do With My Money? To hear real people ask real questions about money and get helpful answers from experienced financial advisors.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I would. The Offspring would be a fun concert.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty fun.
It'd be pretty fun.
I think those guys are probably about my age.
They're probably in their 50s. Yeah.
Let's go with about
that.
My age.
Let's go with that.
You've also notified me and Bill that there's a band playing at the Astro.
Casey and the Sunshine
Casey
Band.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I think we have to go collectively to that one.
Okay,
the three-legged stool.
Yeah, there's a possibility we should do that.
I think the problem for you is that it's in early August, which is fall camp time.
That's all right.
Get away, maybe.
Yeah. No, that's. I think I could still get away. Okay. As long as I'm in town.
Okay. Michael in Hawaii says, good morning and aloha. If each of you could go back and relive or redo a personal sporting event that you participated in from your childhood up until you graduated high school, what would it be?
Oh, it's mine's
a personal
pretty,
one.
Mine's pretty easy. I had a really... Oh, I mean, it was a horrifying experience that sticks with you. And it's not that interesting. So I'm not going to take a bunch of time with this. Second baseman for the Columbus Legion team in Fremont, bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. Ground ball, easy ground ball to me. I mean, the bases loaded. Fremont had the bases loaded. Easy ground ball, and I Steve Saxed it to first.
Oh, no.
And
God.
Lost the game. And I'm still scarred. I mean, that's how I associate Fremont in my head.
I would go back to state golf junior year. I had a chance to go place. I was going to be on track for about 8th or 10th place, and I just, you know, it's one of those things. I got superstitious. I was getting really hungry in the round. I said, no, I'm playing good golf. I'm not getting a snack at the break, at the turn.
Wow.
Refused to eat anything, and I melted down the stretch.
Because you were hungry.
I was starving, but I said, I'm playing good golf, superstition, not going to eat. Should have ate something. If I had ate something, I probably could have finished the round strong, finished top 10.
When was this?
State golf, junior year.
Junior year.
Pioneers Golf Course.
Did you... did?
I shot a 77 day one, which is decent, and I was on pace probably the same thing day two. A lot of bogeys in the back nine. Shot an 81. Did not medal in the top 15, I think, by one stroke. Missed out.
Blew it up.
Wish I had simply had a snack at the turn.
Glory
days.
Keep
my momentum going there.
People, yes. What else?
Okay, next up, we got Wyatt said, okay, no, I don't want to do it that way. He says, if you are the GM of Husker Athletics, if you could trade current players from one sport to another school for a different sport athlete, what would you trade? Example, he says, Nebraska trades two wide receivers to Baylor for a five-star center in basketball.
In basketball.
That's an example.
Hmm. Okay. This is a hard
it's
one
hypothetical.
Because you have to trade some players.
To a different sport.
Right.
Different school for different sports.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking baseball right now because we're in season. This is no indictment on Ty Robinson, but you have value in Ty Robinson. You could probably get a lot for Ty Robinson, and I'd go get a pitcher if I was Nebraska. I'd go get a
just one for one.
Yeah, I go one for one and get someone in the Brett Sears category. So then you have two, and Nebraska's like the old days when they came it with Watson and.
Jabba.
Yeah, that type of thing. Kid from Grand Island.
Johnny Dorn.
God, you're good at this.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's what I would do. I would, because Nebraska hasn't won, we covered this the other day, they have not won a league tournament since 2005. 2005, I bet if you looked at that pitching staff, you'd go, whoa.
Oh, you would.
Whoa. That was all on one pitching staff. See, you understand.
I do.
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
I watched that team. That was fun.
You're not doing that with Nebraska right now, where you're looking at their lineup or their pitching staff and going, whoa.
Just one whoa. Brett right. Sears. That's it.
Right.
That's it. I don't know if I have a trade for you.
Please.
That was a good...
Jake, we're paid handsomely to come up with things on the fly.
What even... I mean, you said... You said you
I said
trade
one for
Ty
one.
Robinson for a pitcher.
For a starter, preferably a left-hander that can get you an ERA sub 3. That's what I'm doing.
I think Nebraska's got pretty good depth in the defensive line.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I want to.
But Ty's a starter, though.
Huh? But if you want value, you got to come with value.
I think I'll trade Tristan Alvano, place kicker. I need a sharpshooter in basketball. Is that a fair trade or not?
Well, I don't know how much you're going to get for Alvano right now, who just shanked two in a spring game. I mean,
I can't come up with on the spot. I'm struggling with this one right now.
Well, I'm not letting you off the hook.
Yes, you are. I'll come back after the break
okay.
for it. Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
I'll give you an answer after the break because we're way behind time as usual. That's the mailbag sponsored by Landmark Implement. Figure out experience the landmark difference at landmarkimp.com or your local Landmark Implement Dealer. Hour 2 is next. I will have an answer for that question next, an early break on the ticket.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.